Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leslie Grossman back on the show. Leslie is a longtime tenured member of our Brain Trust, co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange, also an outstanding Vistage leader that I've had the pleasure of working with her folks once before, but she's been hanging out with us now for a decade and doing great work, providing us with some really smart stuff that we can benefit from. And she's our good friend Leslie Grossman. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. I'm so delighted to be here today.
It's good to have you back, Leslie, as always. So one of the things I know you got on your mind are some of the principles that Marcus Lemonis talk about in his when he talks about the his business, the camping world.
Yes.
And
yes.
And some of the he's got three principles that you want to talk about with us today.
Yes, he does, and it's not only with camping world. You know, I'm not into promoting TV shows, and certainly not reality TV.
Right. Thank
you. I think most of it is crazy, but you know, there's stuff out there we can learn from.
Right. Right.
And when you can learn, it's worth watching. And what I've been learning from Marcus on the show, The Prophet, where he goes in and rescues businesses, small businesses all over the country, every kind of business you can imagine. He uses three principles, which he used in really bringing his company, Camping World, to a billion-dollar company. And it's people, product, and process.
Mm-hmm.
And people is what you talk about in the age of the customer.
Right.
And that is his number one principle. And it's about people. When you look at people, it's your customer and the people who work for you.
Two kinds of customers, right? The internal and external.
The internal and the external.
And you know, this one of the things that I've always been fascinated about when I write about these things, when I talk about them, when I think about them, it's really hard to tell who's first and who's second, right? Because I mean, you it's like a circular reference. You say, okay, the internal customers are first, but wait a minute, they're not giving me their money, you know. So it's the external customer, you know, the people who will come in and buy this stuff. They're first, but wait a minute, they can't be first. They're not going to come in and then come back if we don't have good people. So it's the employees, right? You go around in a circle, and I don't, you know, the answer to me is it's not either or, it's both and.
It's so right. And one of the things that sometimes we small business owners do is we have an idea and we think things should be done a certain way. And we may not be listening to what our customers want. And our employees sometimes are expressed to us the voice of our customers and we don't listen to them either.
Mm-hmm.
We just barrel ahead and do what we think is the right thing, and sometimes we're right, but sometimes we're not listening, and we're not listening to that internal and external customer who knows things better than we do because they're on the floor, they're hearing the customer all the time. You know, they are really our eyes and ears.
I don't know how many times I have seen failure in a company, and I'm talking about either from thermonuclear meltdown, you know, to total catastrophe, to just failure of a project or something, when the employees had the answer, and believe it or not, in a lot of cases, if you don't ask them for it, they won't give it to you.
That's true.
You've done something, believe it or not, you've done something to make them believe that you don't want to know what they think.
Right, right. Exactly right. And sometimes, as business owners, we get stubborn. And we're not, and they may have told us, but we ignored it or we passed it off. And so then they stop trying to communicate with us.
Right. Yep,
so there's things we do as leaders and managers of our companies that we may not be aware of, and we kind of have to just create a shift if we're going to hear the real truth and what's going to help us grow the business.
And you know, I've been using this acronym for a long time, and you have too, I'm sure. It's still valid, ladies and gentlemen. It is, and it always will be, MBWA. Management by walking around.
I like that. Yeah.
I mean, you can't underestimate the power of walking out and just leaning up against the wall and talking to your, you know, with your hands in your pockets, talking to your people.
Right.
The truck driver, the guy on the loading dock, the accounts payable clerk or whatever.
Right.
Leslie, I need your website quickly, please.
Vistage.com and LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. We're going to talk about some more of this with our good friend Leslie Grossman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.